Welcome to the Raised with Jesus podcast, 10 minutes every day where the life of Jesus meets yours. You've got your daily Bible reading for January 17th, 2019, looking at Luke chapter 15. Luke chapter 15. All the tax collectors and sinners were coming to Jesus to hear him, but the Pharisees and the experts in the law were complaining, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." He told them this parable. Which one of you, if you had 100 sheep and lost one of them, would not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one that was lost until he finds it? And when he finds it, he joyfully puts it on his shoulders and goes home. Then he calls together his friends and his neighbors, telling them, "Rejoice with me, because I have found my lost sheep." I tell you, in the same way, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who do not need to repent. Or what woman who has 10 silver coins, if she lost one coin, would not light a lamp, sweep the house, and search carefully until she finds it? And when she finds it, she calls together her friends and neighbors and says, "Rejoice with me, because I have found the lost coin." In the same way, I tell you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. Jesus said, "A certain man had two sons. The younger of them said to his father, 'Father, give me my share of the estate.' So he divided his property between them. Not many days later, the younger son gathered together all that he had and traveled to a distant country. There he wasted his wealth with reckless living. After he had spent everything, there was a severe famine in that country, and he began to be in need. He went and hired himself out to one of the citizens of that country, who sent him into his fields to feed pigs. He would have liked to fill his stomach with the carob pods that the pigs were eating, but no one gave him anything. When he came to his senses, he said, 'How many of my father's hired servants have more than enough bread, and I am dying from hunger? I will get up, go to my father, and tell him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants.' He got up and went to his father. While he was still far away, his father saw him and was filled with compassion. He ran, hugged his son, and kissed him. The son said to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight. I am no longer worthy to be called your son.' But the father said to his servants, 'Quick, bring the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Bring the fattened calf and kill it. Let us eat and celebrate, because this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found.' Then they began to celebrate. His older son was in the field. As he approached the house, he heard music and dancing. He called one of the servants and asked what was going on. The servant told him, 'Your brother is here. Your father killed the fattened calf because he has received him back safe and sound.' The older brother was angry and refused to go in. His father came out and began to plead with him. He answered his father, 'Look, these many years I've been serving you, and I never disobeyed your command, but you never gave me even a young goat so that I could celebrate with my friends. But when this son of yours arrived, after wasting your property with prostitutes, you killed the fattened calf for him.' The father said to him, 'Son, you are always with me, and all that I have is yours. But it is fitting to celebrate and be glad, because this brother of yours was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found.'" This is the word of our God. Luke chapter 15, three different parables of increasing value. One out of 100 sheep, one out of 10 coins, one out of two sons. And each one of these parables demonstrates that the owner, or the one in charge, or the father, cares about all of them, each of them, individually. And so when the Pharisees and the experts in law are complaining because Jesus isn't patting them on the head and saying, "Well done, good boy, come follow me," but rather Jesus is being welcomed by these tax collectors and people of poor reputation, and Jesus welcomes them and teaches them. These Pharisees and tax collectors are complaining, and Jesus readjusts their thinking. And whenever we talk about parables, there are two things that jump out. First, there's one point of comparison. There's one point that Jesus is driving at. And then secondly, most of the time that point is a point of the law. And so in all of these, the point that Jesus is making is that people care about one out of 100 sheep and one out of 10 coins and even one out of two sons. And Jesus cares far more, because the soul of even one person has more value than one sheep or one coin. And the restoration of a sinner to the family of faith is even greater than the restoration of a son to the family. We're going to mostly consider the parable of the prodigal son, or the lost son, or perhaps more properly, the lost sons, plural. Prodigal meaning spending freely and giving away like there's no tomorrow. So the parable of the lost sons, and I'm going to borrow some of these comments from Tim Keller. He wrote a book based on a couple of sermons that he preached on the parable of the prodigal son probably about 10 years ago already. And some of his comments really, really ring true and bring out some of the details, because some parables are only a sentence or two. And this parable, spoken at a particular context where Jesus is speaking directly to the Pharisees, and he adds a number of details that perhaps at least are interesting and heighten the story, perhaps. Okay, so this certain man has two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, "Father, give me my share of the estate." Stop and think about that. "Dad, why don't you die? I want my inheritance now." The older son would get two-thirds, the younger son would get one-third, and so the father complies. He divides his property, he sells off whatever needs to be sold so that he can get the value out of it, and then this young man packs up all that he has, and with bags of money on his new camels and horses, he goes, he leaves. And he spends his wealth, and all of a sudden he happens to be in need. Verse 17, when he came to his senses, he said, "How many of my father's hired servants have more than enough bread, and I am dying with hunger?" So he's out there in the fields feeding pigs, which obviously is it's not the most appealing job in the world. It's a good occupation, especially in our country. But it's not the most appealing job in the world. And especially to the Jewish people, pigs as unclean animals, ceremonially unclean, and you're not allowed to really touch them or eat them. And so this man is at the bottom of the ladder. He gets knocked down after spending all that he has. And he's like, "Okay, maybe I'll just go back and I'll tell my dad I've sinned against heaven and against you. I'm no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants." And so he goes home. And this father, while he was still far away, his father saw him and was filled with compassion. While he was still far away, this father sitting at his breakfast table, perhaps, morning coffee and newspaper, scanning the horizon for days, for years, wanting, wishing, waiting for his son to come home. Where is he? Is he alive? Is he ever going to return? Or is my son gone and forever? This father has been watching and waiting for his son, watching. And when he finally sees that little form at the horizon, he runs. I mean, talking about a mill, we don't typically run in everyday life, except if you're exercising here in North America. And in the Middle East, they don't even run even less. Think of like Benjamin Netanyahu or any of the Saudi and Arab princes. They don't run anywhere. When the president goes to visit them, they walk. And even if everybody else were running, they walk because they've got these large flowing robes and they demonstrate their importance by walking. And this man hitches up his robe, sprints to his son, and his son can't even finish. And the father says, "My son was dead and is alive again. Bring the best robe, put a ring on his finger, sandals on his feet. He's part of the family again, with full rights of the family. Full rights of inheritance and everything." And so they celebrate, and that other son is out in the field, working away. And he hears the celebration that's begun. He doesn't even want to come in. "Look, these many years I've been serving you, and I never disobeyed your command, but you never gave me even a young goat so that I could celebrate with my friends." The father said, "Son, you are always with me, and all that I have is yours. But it was fitting to celebrate and be glad, because this brother of yours was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found." This older son cared just as much about his dad as the younger son did at the beginning, thinking that if he just put in his time and put in his work, then the father would reward him for it. And he doesn't even want to welcome this son back into the family. He says, "Dad, come on, I deserve far better than this because of all the work that I've put in for you." Both of these sons equally lost. The second son even more lost because he had tried to work his way into the proper relationship with his father that entire time. And he's really upset that his son, his brother, is being welcomed back like this. The first son, who was lost it all in obvious ways through his lifestyle. The second son, who was lost it in more subtle ways through his own concept and idea of obedience and reward. And so what shall we learn from this? Consider our Lord's care for each individual sinner. Number one, we've got 100 sheep, we've got 10 lost coins, we've got 2 lost sons. And then secondly, consider the fact that you as a child of God stand here in faith simply because the Holy Spirit has called you by the gospel and not by your own choosing, deciding, or action. And that the blessing in life that you have or don't have is simply because God is good and gracious to you. We'll talk about that a little bit more again, because it's got quite a few third article applications. But the bottom line for us today, if nothing else, just imagine for one moment this father sprinting down his dirt driveway and up the dirt road to hug his son, who still smells of pigs, who the last time he saw him said, "Dad, I wish you'd die," and had gone. And the father's joy at finding that son of his alive. "My son was lost and now he's found. My son was dead and is alive. And we have to celebrate that." You can find us at 2250 South Holland Savannah Road in Maumee. You could also find us at 9 a.m. on Sunday mornings for worship there, and especially if the weather is a little inclement this coming weekend, make sure to tune into our social media to see about worship. God bless your day.